Hydrogen sulfide can be deadly at high levels. It smells like rotten eggs at low levels, but when it becomes life-threatening, you can't smell it at all. According to Grand Valley Fire's Deputy Chief Rob Ferguson, the amount of hydrogen sulfide that caused an evacuation at Grand Valley Middle School last week was below the exposure limits set by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health of 10 parts per million for 10 minutes.
We use a multi-gas monitor that we take into hazardous atmospheres, and the crews got between 0 and 1 parts per million through most of the school.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, has set an exposure limit at 20 parts per million for 15 minutes. Ferguson told KDNK that crews found only one spot in the school where hydrogen sulfide levels were at 6 parts per million, but he adds this level did not remain constant. The source of the hydrogen sulfide at the school is unknown, even though a natural gas well pad is nearby.
We tested the pad that was about 2,000 feet, and it was actually downwind of the school, and couldn't find any readings at that gas pad either. So we don't know if it could be coming up through the sewer gas system.
Garfield County environmental health officials also tested the air inside the school for volatile organic compounds and are waiting for results. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.